All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, my name's Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. I've got a great episode planned for you this week with amazing music, including the song that you just heard, I Can't Dance from Genesis, released in 1991. Of course, Genesis featured Phil Collins and Peter Gabriel at one point in time. That is when Phil took over the band. Both those guys went off to have incredible solo careers. We have music coming up from an artist by the name of Lisa. She is a Canadian artist and is known for her wonderful contributions to Daniel Caesar's track, Complexities. It's a bit of an R&B thing that she's got going on. We're going to play a song from her, released in 2023, called Lansdowne. Tia Wood is also on the show. She was on the Juno Award broadcast this past spring. We're going to play something from 2024 called The Losing Game. If you haven't checked out Tia Wood yet, you definitely should. She's an interesting follow on social media. Reclamation is the album. Gary LaRocca is the artist. And the song we're going to play on the show is Requiem. Gary is a wonderful guy. I usually hang out with him right on the Danforth. He's been playing music. He's a great jazz guitar player. And he recently put together a solo album with the likes of Tim Bovaconte, recorded right in Tim's garage studio, which is around the corner from both of us. Now, for something that Dan Aykroyd actually mentioned to me a little while ago, told me to check this out. I hadn't. This is Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders from 1972. And here it is on the jukebox. We're gonna make it.
We gonna make it, baby. This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Losing game.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
There's a creek I would walk to, and my house felt like a locked room. Lean on little wooden bridges, watch the eels playing cool. I could walk a little further down the dirt path on the shoulder to the biggest waterfall.
Have just released a brand new record. They're from New Zealand, and they're an indie rock band known for their insightful slacker pop. The entire album's wonderful. A friend of mine mentioned it to me the other day, so I checked it out on a drive, and that was Mosquitoes. do yourself a favor and go check out the rest of the album. It is absolutely fabulous. Now for our featured artist of the week, this is Sandra Bonza. Good Vibrations is the name of the song, and the album is A Sound in the Dark. It was released back in September of 2023. She was allotted with amazing praise from press and all sorts of radio play around the world. We're happy to have her on the show. She and I met actually at the Old Nick at the Open Jam there years ago, and she ended up working there for a little while and running the open stage. Kind of a similar story as mine, where I ran the stage at Dora Keogh Irish Pub. Here is Sandra Bonza on the jukebox with Good Vibrations.
It was almost too easy, that look in your eye that said I was almost home. Home for the holidays, maybe even home to stay. It's been such a long damn time since I went away. Well, hey, 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 just there I go again, trying to find that loophole. Yeah, get me back around the bend. To get me back to those good vibrations. Yeah, to get me back in the mood. To get me back home with you. When home with you was someplace good. And I wanna get it back. Those good vibrations. I can't feel if the love we had was real. I can't see if a light went out for you and me. And I can't know if we got something left to show for what we had. Was it good or was it bad? I wish it was easy. Some slack, baby. You know, I always had a hard time letting go, especially when that home was someplace that I've never really known. Well, it couldn't have happened all at once. No, bit by bit, we just seemed to fade. Now it's 3 years down the road, and tell me why the hell you're sitting so far away. Yes, well, I always was a bit of a fixer, trying to get my own together for the better of another chance. Maybe someday soon, but now I know we're slow dancing in a burning room. Yeah. You see, it wasn't that I didn't believe you, but any given day it was a shadow of virtue. And I was building you a castle out of flesh and setting myself on fire.